The fastest growing school districts in the San Antonio metro area are now located mostly outside Bexar County. That's according to a TPR analysis of enrollment changes over the past 10 years. TPR's Camille Phillips takes us to Comal ISD, north of San Antonio, where the district has grown nearly 50% since 2009. That adds up to about 900 students a year.
900 new students a year means near constant construction.
So right now we're kind of heading towards what looks to be the front entrance, the main entrance of the school.
At the future home of Comal's 4th High School, Steve Stanford points out where the classrooms will be. Part of his job is to work with a demographer to plan where the next school should go.
Where we're seeing most of our growth is along the 281 and I-35 corridors, which is right where these two schools that we're talking about are being built.
Other school districts adjacent to San Antonio are also seeing rapid growth, especially Medina Valley along Highway 90 to the west and Bernie up I-10 to the north. Northside, San Antonio's largest school district, was growing quickly at the beginning of the decade, but this year it actually lost almost 200 students. Comal Superintendent Andrew Kim says he expects his district to see even more families move into the I-35 corridor to Austin over the next 5 years.
I think that the growth is going to exponentially go faster.
Comal is a large district, 589 square miles. It covers a bit of Bexar County and all of Comal County, except for New Braunfels proper. Kim says most fast-growth districts have 3 or 4 new housing developments. Comal has 10 or 11. Julie Puzan recently moved to one of those developments with her husband and 2 young sons, a subdivision north of New Braunfels built by KB Home.
Here, we could build a lot more house for a lot less money. And, you know, we talked and I said, you know, I know, because my husband already had been working in shirts. And when he saw the schools were across the street, he was like, sold.
Puzan works at the Texas Veterans Commission in Austin, and they used to live nearby in Kyle. She says it would have cost $20,000 more to build the same KB home in Kyle.
And daycare. The daycare went down. I think we ended up saving $600 a month. It was $300 per child because the daycare costs here, they're not competing with Austin.
Tina and Nicholas Tanner also likes the small town feel. At the playground of her daughter's new elementary, Garden Ridge, she says it feels more family-oriented than their old schools in the Northeast District.
This is the first school I've been to that I see more parents involved, you know, a lot more dads, to be honest with you. We love the school that we were at in Northeast, but I told my husband we just seen a lot more, like I said, that family-oriented.
St. Nicholas Tanner says they also liked the larger lot sizes and they had a lot of friends who moved to the area before they did.
We felt like we were out here most of the time, so it just became natural.
Across the playground, Principal Jennifer Schultz is signing autographs on beach balls.
Ooh, a green marker? Yay!
She says Garden Ridge has 70 more students now than it did at the beginning of the school year.
We started with about 800 and we're ending with 870. So a lot has happened just in 1 year, basically 3 class worth sizes.
Schultz says they were able to absorb the new students without much trouble because they started out the year with small class sizes. Right now, Comal ISD is pretty much the only school option parents who move to the area have. Both the county and the city of New Braunfels have very few charter schools. Superintendent Andrew Kim believes families will continue to choose Comal even if charter networks move in. He says the quality of the school district is one of the reasons families are choosing to move here.
So if any charter schools wants to come in and try to take advantage of that, they can do so at their own peril, I guess. But certainly we believe that we are going to be highly competitive. And we're going to make sure that our students stay with us.
But for now, Comal is pretty much the only game in town. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.